The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome back, everybody. Here's a question for you this morning, just for fun. Let me pose a hypothetical question to you, just for fun. Okay, let's pretend that I could give you a magic wand. And with this magic wand, you could have all of God's power just by waving that magic wand. What kind of things you think you might do with that magic wand? Maybe you'd end all the wars. Maybe you'd cure all the diseases. Maybe you'd end all the sufferings for all the peoples all across the world. All kinds of things you might do with that magic wand, but I bet you anything, I can tell you one thing you would not do. You would not probably volunteer to go die on a cross, would you? But that's what the real God does. The real God, who can do absolutely anything he wishes at any time, volunteers to go die on a cross. And this morning, let's take a closer look as to why, okay? This, what you just heard here in the gospel, comes from the Last Supper. Now, it's the very end. Supper is over. Jesus has already washed his apostles' feet, and he's already been betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Now, he's about to go out into the Garden of Gethsemane to begin his passion and his death. But before he does, he offers one last prayer to God the Father, and that's what you just heard right here in this gospel. And if you hear anything over and over again in this gospel, you hear the word glory. Jesus says, "Glorify your Son, that your Son might glorify you, and give your Son the glory that you had before the world began, and glorify your name, O Lord." Does God answer Jesus' prayer when he says, "I want you to glorify me"? Does God answer his prayer? Very next thing that happens, he goes out and dies on a cross. What kind of glory is that? Well, it turns out that in the Bible, the word glory means something very different from what we're used to thinking. See, when we use the word glory, what do we mean? We usually mean glory and honor, right? Glory and honor and praise, and everybody singing your name and living in the spotlight. That's what we think of when we use the word glory. The Bible doesn't mean that. See, when they use the word glory in the Bible, especially here in the Gospel of John, it means to make known. That's what it means. So Jesus prays, "Heavenly Father, let's now really let everybody know who we really are." That's what glory means. Let's really make it known who we really are. And that's what Jesus does when he dies on the cross. You want to know who God really is? Take a look at a crucifix. That's your answer. There's lots of reasons why. Let me give you just two this morning, okay? Here's just two. The very first thing God shows us about who he really is when Jesus dies on a cross is he shows us that evil never gets the last laugh, no matter how bad things look. Good Friday, things looked pretty bad. It seemed like there was no hope left, and all hope had been killed. But you know what? Good Friday was not the end of the line for Jesus Christ, and Easter would prove that. Suffering, death, sadness, not the end of the line for you either. You say, my situation is hopeless. Remember this, nothing is ever hopeless for God. Evil is not anything like near more powerful than God is. That's the first thing he shows us as to who he really is when he dies on that cross. Here's the second. He shows us what real love looks like. We have to hear again and again and again what real love is, because we think that love is a feeling, don't we? We think love is an emotion, and it always feels good, but that's just not true. Love is not a feeling. Love is a choice, a decision to do what's best for somebody else. No matter what it costs you, love almost always involves a sacrifice. Somebody asked me once, they said, why isn't there more love in the world? Why isn't there more sweet love in the world? You want to know what the answer to that is? Because there aren't enough people who are willing to pay that price. Jesus did, and he asks us to go and to do the same. Here in the Last Supper, Jesus prays, Father, let's let everybody know who we really are, and he shows us who he really is when he dies on the cross. And please remember this, since we're all made in God's image, his identity is our true identity too. You want to become who you're really born to be? Imitate our Lord's suffering and sacrifice, and you will discover it. We celebrate that sacrifice at this altar right here so that we'll all have the strength to go out and live it out there. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that today. Pope St. John I, pray for us.